Hello, this is Andrew with SDHI.
Hey, Andrew. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How was your weekend?
Not too bad. And you, how was yours?
It was really good. A lot of time spent with the family, just a little downtime, relaxing, not worrying about too awful much, you know?
Well, that's awesome. That's all you can really ask for.
That's really all you can ask for. You know what I mean? And sometimes you can't even ask for it. You just got to hope for the best.
You take what you can get, you know?
Exactly. You take what you can get, 100%. So,
well, I'm sorry about not being able to connect last week. I was tied up with a few other timing just didn't work out.
No worries. I figured as much. I mean, I was grateful that you, and I know you're serious because you proposed the second time. You know what I mean? So we're glad to take good care of you. So after review, did you have any more questions or what are you thinking?
I do. I mean, initially I like the idea. Obviously, as we talked, the first time, mm-hmm. I apologize because I was in the field. I didn't really get a chance to take any notes from what we did.
Okay.
So I apologize for anything I asked you today we've already covered.
No worries.
Now I'm in the office, so I can take some notes and whatnot. But,
mm-hmm.
As we talked, I don't have a Google page. I definitely need to mm-hmm. create one. Mm-hmm. I could do the initial version of it for free and whatnot, but I think you mm-hmm. do obviously offer some things that are a little bit beyond me as far as time-wise, and it doesn't mm-hmm. make sense to invest. I just mm-hmm. want you to walk me through the process, though, just so I have a better understanding.
Sure.
Like what exactly you're selling and kind of what each of the portions of the packages that I'd be buying are and kind of how it all works.
Oh, my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, first and foremost, yes, the Google Business Profile is going to be A1 because that is where and how you're going to be relevant on Google. But with this, not only do we go through the verification process, which we went over briefly, that Google has changed the way that they do the verification, and they haven't necessarily made it easy for you guys to go through verification. They do prefer that you all go through your the premier partners. That's why they have us 40 in the U.S. That are above and beyond, like regular SEO companies, is because they really kind of want you guys to go with the partners because they know that we are doing the due diligence to ensure that you're a quality company, that you're a qualified company, that you're not just some guy with a broom and a pickup truck saying, hey, I'm ready to do home improvement, that you are legit, and that's our job is to legitimize that, and then once you have the Google profile, which we go ahead and go through verification for you, from there, the next thing is providing that listing, that Google profile itself with the programming, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation, weekly posts, attaching the website so people can find it, review generation. Those are things that we do directly onto the listing itself in order to anchor that to the first page placement and make sure that people are able to find you for all of your keywords and services that you're offering there.
Got it. And that sounds great. I think that makes sense. So then can you talk to me a little bit about the verification process? Like what does it entail and how does it work?
Cool. So you have the LLC, right?
I do.
Okay, and do you have business insurance for your company yet?
I do.
Okay, so those are the two main items that we're going to need for verification. Do you have, a business license as well?
In Vermont, it's not actually required for the handyman services.
Yeah, I understand. Sometimes people still get it. I was just asking. So these are the main things. So what happens is when we sign you up, we email you and text, and it's in multiple forms. We give you the list of items that we can use for verification. The two main items are going to be either business registration, LLC, or license, and business insurance for the company, because these are going to have documents that prove the business address of where you're located, and we don't have to share that address. It just we send it to Google, and we say, hey, listen, this is a legit company. Now, if you don't have those items, we can use things, and we send the whole list, and it says, photographs of your work vehicle. It says business cards, business invoices. It asks for, you can use different supplementing items for companies who are still getting their license and insurance and things up off the ground. So Google doesn't deny them. They just want some form of legitimacy. So the main thing, though, is what you already have, and that's what we're going to send off to Google for when we submit you. So we build the profile. We submit it to Google. We send them these documents. They're going to say, okay, we need further documents of text EIN number and business card. Or once in a while, they'll ask for something extra. Okay, cool.
Sure.
We send that to them. If they don't ask for that, they're either going to approve it right away. They may ask for a video verification, which we walk you through that, or they may do live verification, which is where we literally do like a three-way with you, us, and Google, and bam, you're verified, or phone verification.
Sure.
So they let us know which way they're going to have us go with it is within days of us submitting it. So about 7 days of us submitting it, they say, okay, X, Y, or Z. But because you have those original documents, chances are you're going to get approved right away, and we're not going to have to go through any of those additional processes. Now, once you're approved, which that, again, you know, we say 7 to 21 days because that's like business days, and we want to set the right expectation. We don't want you to think it's done overnight because it's not. Okay?
Right.
It's something that takes a little bit of time. And then once you're approved and your profile is up, then we can begin the programming that's going to anchor it to the first page of services where people can actually find it.
Got it.
Okay.
That does make sense. And I appreciate you kind of walking me through that.
My pleasure.
So then, go ahead if you were still.
Yes. So your package also includes other features that are up and running first. So, because while we're working on that in the background, like we've got Lefty over here working on this, we've got Righty over here trying to generate on the other side. So we're going to do the Facebook ads. So $100 of your $249 is going directly to the Facebook ads every month. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's going to supplement and retarget. So we attach that directly to the Google profile itself, so that it retargets, and we're able to program you into specific zip codes and areas that you want to come up in with those Facebook ads. Facebook has quickly become one of the largest leading platforms for ads that is very inexpensive yet very lucrative for you as the client, okay? Now, these are very specific to your business. It drives the traffic directly to you. Keywords are all selected with our team. We do create multiple ads, and it's all inclusive with the package. You never pay anything additional per click or per call. Everything comes directly to you. Okay?
Yeah.
In
so
addition
then,
to that, we also – oh, go ahead.
Yeah, so then because we're talking about Facebook here for a minute. So,
yes.
You know, I have a page that I generated. It's basically a mini clone of my website, and I haven't really done much with it.
Mm-hmm.
So in this aspect, as you're, like, do you actually take control of my Facebook page, or how does that work?
Great question. So we don't take control of anything. Everything that when we set up the Google profile for you, we set it up, and we set it up with you as the owner and us as the manager. So you have ownership, and you're able to basically kick us off anytime that you want because you're the owner of it. Okay? Additional to that, we send you a admin management invite to the Facebook page, and same thing. You're the owner. We're the manager. We just have management access to go in and build the ads out. And the fact that it is already set up is going to expedite the process on that. We don't have to wait for setup. We do strongly suggest that you continue posting so we have fresh content to work with, fresh photos, fresh information. But we're building out the ads, and we're using the keywords and optimization to make sure that page is ranking. The same is true for Yelp, Apple, and Bing. Although we're not running ads for those platforms, we are going ahead and attaching website everywhere that the business name is listed. And if you don't have any of those platforms set up, then we set them up for you. It's included with the package.
Got it. Great. And then as we kick off this relationship here, you know, do I then work with somebody else? Are you like, are you my person, or do you only now work with sales, or like, where do you fit in? And
you'll have a small team that you're working with, but you can always connect with me directly if you prefer that. A lot of my clients do. We seem to usually make a pretty good connection, and my clients like just, you know, my form of communication and things like that. I'm not going to necessarily be in the day-to-day of your account programming and things like that, but I do have vast knowledge as I've been here with Local Splash for 9 years, and a lot of my clients prefer to contact me directly. So it's really up to you, but you will have a small team of individuals that are assigned specifically to your account. Like, the first thing we do is we schedule your client onboarding call, and that technician, you're going to spend like 30 minutes to 40 minutes with them verifying keywords, service radius, and the different things that we need to go ahead and get everything set up. Okay. And then from there, they'll assign a programmer who's on the back end. Obviously, you're not necessarily gonna need to be communicating with the programmer. That's on us. And then client support specialist team consists of about four people. Whenever you call in, make a change or update, then, you know, you may deal with them. But again, you can always call me directly and say, hey, Amy, I would like to do X, Y, or Z. I can schedule a call for you with a specific person. We have the ability to do that.
Awesome. Okay, that definitely sounds good. I appreciate that. So then I think one of the things you mentioned here was, like, you know, setting up the service area and whatnot. So, you know, the more I think of it, you know, we talked about it the first, you know, in our first call. I'm starting out pretty much brand new here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I know I advertise quite a bit. I'm thinking now, to me, it almost makes sense that I start off a little bit smaller just as mm-hmm. I'm getting one. I expand it mm-hmm. as I get more comfortable with what I'm doing. What are your thoughts about that, and how would that work?
Well, you have up to 50 miles to play with as far as service radius goes, 50 miles or 2 hours out. Now, let's be realistic. You're offering everything. You're offering everything from basically full remodel to small handyman job. However, if you get called out to change out some light fixtures, right, which I believe you said you're still willing to do, it may not be an ideal client, but you're still willing to do it, right?
Yeah, definitely. Well, because that, to me, do other work.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to build up to the bigger step. Understood. However, if you get called out for light fixtures 30 miles away, that's not really going to be worth it for you or the client, because now you're going to have to charge them an astronomical amount for gas, right, plus your time, all the things, right? So as far as finding out where the niche is with this, it is, you know, if you're not aware and you're just starting out, I do recommend starting a little bit closer to home personally, or we pick a few of those high-end areas, the areas that you know are up and coming or have a strong return on investment, areas that you're already familiar with because you do know your area. It doesn't sound like you're 17 years old just starting out. It sounds like you may know a good idea about where you live and what's going to be best for your business as far as where you might want to target, okay? And the reason I say that is because we can be very specific with that. Now, starting out closer to home, obviously, it's going to show you a better return. And then as you're getting those referrals, if you take something further out, you know, but the beauty of this is this, Andrew, the beauty of this program is a couple of factors. I mean, so many of them, really. But one of the main ones is this. Okay, you aren't paying per lead, per click, or per call on something like this. So if you get a call 30 miles out and you're like, not really good for me, sorry, you know, and you choose to turn that job down, there's no harm, no foul, because you didn't pay for the individual lead, right?
Got it. Yep, exactly. And I'm involved with a different... I'm set up with Andy Leeds at the moment. I'm just getting that off the ground as well. So I'm doing multiple things here.
I'm super familiar with them.
Like,
yeah, I'm very, very familiar with them. And what a lot of our clients have found is that over time with a program like this, they were actually able to let go of Andy's leads, because you have to share those leads whether or not you get the job.
Exactly right. So it is a competition, and I think that's fair to the customer. You know, from my side, it's a little hard to take, just because, you know, I'm paying for a lead that I now don't actually have the greatest chance of getting, but you got to start somewhere, right? So I definitely see that.
Yeah, I can understand, I appreciate your perspective on that, you know, and you're willing to invest into your company and into your future in an effort to make it successful. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Just so you know, you do have the ability to also do Google Guarantee. Once we get your regular program up and running, you have an option to do Google Guarantee. And Andrew, Google Guarantee is Google's own pay-per-lead program where you only pay for qualified leads. So it's not the same. Your number isn't sent out to multiple competitors. The client is actually going on to Google, and they're looking for you directly in the guaranteed section. And when they find you there, they're calling you directly. It's not being sent here, and then we're determining who it goes to, how many of you it goes to. No, it's exclusive. A, we're only working with you. B, the client is calling you directly. It's direct client contact. And your leads are about $36 per lead, and that doesn't fluctuate.
So it's a static rate versus...
it's a static rate. I mean, once in a while, it will be a different... It will be going on, like, what we call max lead bidding. But that's something that's discussed. If it's heavily like congested in your area at that time, then we say, hey, it behooves us to bid, you know, $42 a lead or this much a lead or that much a lead, depending on the what the job keywords are, stuff like that.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. And that's what you consider is called the Google Guarantee. I've not heard of that one yet.
Oh yeah, Google Guarantee. So, are you in front of a computer?
I am.
Okay, open an incognito window for me, or I don't know what. Do you search from Google, or do you search from where do you search from?
Normally it's DuckDuckGo, but I can do it.
Okay, if you don't mind opening Google for me, I do a lot of DuckDuckGo too, so.
Like anonymity.
Yeah, but oh, I say it as a whisper. Like, yeah. But if you open up Google and then in the upper right corner, do me a favor and just go ahead and click new incognito window.
All right.
Okay.
Got it.
Cool. And then do me a favor and just put handyman in and then put your zip code, which is 05763 for me. Oh, shoot.
Yep.
Is there none in your area right now? Hold on.
No. I think I'm going to be the first one that's truly launching in this way in this area.
That's fantastic. Okay. So.
I'm excited to hear.
No, that's really, really good. Let me tell you why, because you're getting it at the ground level, because this Google Guarantee is Google's own pay-per-lead program. It is like the best of the best. Okay, what is another, like what's a major area around you? I'm not familiar with Vermont, forgive me.
Yeah, there's basically like two big cities. It's Burlington and Rutland. Burlington's way north, so Rutland is our nearest.
Okay.
Let me verify what's there. So it's Rutland, Vermont. I can't remember what there's. I think it's 050.
Okay, just put in Burlington. Just put in Burlington just so I can show you how it's going to look. Because it pops.
Okay. So
okay.
Andy Mac Burlington?
Yeah, Burlington VT. That's what I did.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I see now sponsored Google
Guarantee
Vermont Construction Company.
Yes, and then when you click the More Handymans, it's going to show you, even in Burlington, my friend, there's only three providers. Usually there's like 20 providers in there, okay?
Yeah.
The fact that your area has zero, oh my gosh, I'm like fired up about it because Google Guarantee is my favorite product. It is Google's, they have mainlined how to get qualified leads. Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They've mainlined it.
Makes me nervous.
What makes you nervous?
Well, just because it is just me, you know, one man show. So if I get inundated.
Oh, but you're in control. No. You're in control. Don't get nervous because
okay.
You can turn it on and turn it off as you see fit. Yeah. No. It's completely different. Google actually built this service to trump all other pay per lead services. So they actually built it on purpose to cover the type of situation like what you guys have been through. So if you've never done Angie's,
I'm already set up with them now. So I've already done like the initial consultation. I'm already lined up what I liked about their question is like, just like you said, I can turn things on and off. You know, they contacted me just like you contacted me. So it just kind of came out of, I wasn't necessarily looking for them, but, the package they offered me was a good deal and I plan on doing them both. Right. But like you said, if this ends up working out, then I just stay on this side and then Angie's kind of, you know, fades into the background, you know?
And if you want direct leads, then I will give you, sign you up for Google Guarantee at that point. I don't want you to get a sour taste in your mouth based on your response with Angie's. If you start seeing it go south quickly, which I'm not going to promise you that this is how it's going to go or not, but I'm going to tell you 7 out of 10 clients of mine, I literally keep stats on this, have a tough time with it because I'm qualified, okay? So just be careful.
Exactly.
You seem cautious.
That is one of my concerns.
Yeah.
Because it's the version of, you know, them sending me a client, you know, and I basically paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
And now if it's not a quality client, you know, somebody that's actually interested in obtaining services, which I have to say, I was on that side myself as a homeowner, you know.
Right.
Like, just
you were just tire kicking, right? Right. So, but the difference is,
pay for that.
Yeah, you guys have to pay no matter what. But with Google Guarantee,
yeah.
If the person calls you, everything's done on a recorded line, first and foremost. So that way,
yeah.
If for authenticity purposes, and they have AI listening to each one of these phone calls in order to ensure that you're getting the qualified client, okay? So if it's a sales,
okay.
Solicitation, spam, or robocall, you're not charged. If it's somebody seeking employment with your company, you're not charged. If they're asking for a service you don't provide, because Google is very specific in the Google Guaranteed section about what is and what is not an actual qualified lead. So they are so specific with it that if there's, like, I would qualify you for two categories based on what you're offering. I would qualify you for general contractor as well as handyman. And the reason I would do that is because for handyman, it's like assemble furniture, clean gutters, install and repair drywall, fans, flooring, and tile, install and repair water features, mounting TVs, painting indoors and outdoors. But general contractor has stuff like exterior finishing, decks and patios, bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, home remodel, home building, home addition. It has some of the bigger stuff that you're offering as well. Now, when we get you approved, we get you approved for the whole category, and then within that vertical, there's specific keywords, and you get to pick and choose which ones of those that you actually want to come up for. Like, commercial projects is on there, but you may not necessarily want commercial projects, right?
Yeah, it's just to start, you know, and that's, again, I like the idea of being able to kind of start small,
mm-hmm.
get some, you know.
Exactly.
I'm still working out, like, my debit processes, my invoicing processes.
Right.
You know, like, there's a lot.
There's a lot going into it at this point. I completely understand that. Yeah, exactly. And I'm just letting you know what's out there for your future, because this is like the cure to cancer as far as direct leads go. I have not had a single person cancel on profit from this program, and I've been running this program since it came out of beta 6 years ago.
Got it. No, I like the idea of it. So I think we'll hold off on the Google Guarantee just for a sec. Right?
Yeah.
I've already got Andy with
them.
We'll do this version of the SEO, and then as I get more comfortable and grow, then I think we turn on the Google Guarantee and Angie kind of saved them.
I believe that you're going to love it. I'm super excited because you have a plan to grow, and you're not intimidated by it. You just want to get your bearings. Because a lot of guys that I talk to, they're terrified, you know? That doesn't do you any good. You can't be scared.
No, exactly. I mean, I'm definitely nervous, but the goal is start small, get your stuff together, make sure you're good at it, you know, as far as the customer presentation, how you present your invoices, you have your pricing locked down, then you start to grow, and then it's a little bit easier to go from there, right?
Exactly. A healthy amount of fear, not an overwhelming amount where they're so scared to make a move and get anything going at all, right?
Yeah, exactly right. So I think this is good stuff. So then I guess I don't want to keep eating up your time here. Let's, I guess, you know, I kind of interrupted you a little bit as you're kind of running me down the services, right?
Yeah, it's okay.
Do you mind picking up where you left off?
Yeah, not at all. So I left off at, we're looking at things like the Yelp, Apple, and Bing. These are some of the more popular directories.
Yeah.
Additionally, we also include programming for the mobile platform, iPhones, Androids, tablets. We're going to go ahead and include, you know, insurance that your listing is going to show up on multiple devices. Okay. Now, with this, you do get a complete tracking and reporting system as well. So you get the client dashboard, Andrew, and that's going to allow you to log on and track the success of the entire package. This is where you're going to be able to see, like, exactly what keywords you're listed for, the location of the searches that have been performed, how many phone calls you're receiving, if you want to upload new photos, if you want to change content, if you want to run promotions. But most importantly, you're going to be able to literally track all of the results of the package to see, like, how well it's working for you. Okay?
Great.
Yeah. And that's pretty much the long and the short of it. Like I told you before, this is a starter package. This is something that we're just, that is a baseline package for a company who's just getting up and going. And then we build it out from there. And that's, Google Guarantee is just one of the fantastic products that we have to upgrade you to once you're ready. You know, we also have other, you know, we have Yelp ads, we have Google ads, we have, you know, there's multiple things that we can do to bring you more business and to give you stronger and better exposure. You can always, like, when you, if you see that Facebook is taking off really well, you could say, you know, I want to put an extra 100 in Facebook ads. Let's crank it up over here a little bit. Like, everything is buildable. This is just a basic starter package.
Got it. Got it. That makes sense. And then as far as like fees go, so I believe you had mentioned what it was, $249 a month, mm-hmm. is that right?
Correct. $249 a month. Then, it's month to month. There's no contract, and your price point doesn't go up or change.
And then as we progress, so let's say months down the road, I choose to stop using your service, what mm-hmm. happens then?
Everything, like I said, everything is yours to keep. You would just need to call 3 days before the billing to ensure that we cancel the services in time and you're not billed. But everything is yours to keep. The Google profile is yours. It goes with the business. All of the programming for the Facebook and everything, all the things are yours. What's going to happen is, it's not like we can take you off Google and we're not going to cancel you. We have a partnership with Google that we are held to specific standards. So I guess there are some companies out there that have like canceled people off Google. We're just not one of them. If you don't want to work with us, then we don't want to hold your stuff hostage. Everything is literally yours to keep. Eventually you'll fall down off the first page without continued programming. Because it takes time, just like it takes time for us to get you up there, it takes time for you to come down.
Got it. So then, and that's kind of what I'm getting at now. So then it's like, I'm just kind of like, not that I don't see the value, I see the value.
Sure, no, I completely understand. You're just anticipating every outcome that could possibly happen. I completely get it. I'm not taking it personal.
Exactly. So then as time, you know, we're months down the road now. Mm-hmm. I've got more business than I need. You know, mm-hmm. I'm full up, and I'm like, you know what, you know, I could save some money by not doing this for a while. So
you can pause, or you can cancel. If you choose to pause,
right, so I keep the Google page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you keep everything. You literally keep everything. Yeah. Everything is yours to keep because we're not building your website. You're coming in with your own website. So that's the only thing that would have been negotiable is if we built your website, then you would continue hosting with us for $49 a month to keep the website, or, you know, you could take the domain wherever you want. But you already own the website and you already have it, so that's yours. Everything else is yours to keep. But if you're looking to just, like, maybe pause for a little bit because you're overwhelmed with work, or sometimes we have guys that pause in the winter, you know, depending on what their services are, then you do what we call a seasonal hold, and you can hold for up to 6 months, and you don't lose anything. We just don't provide the programming. We're not running the ads. You just hit the pause button.
Got it. So then I don't pay monthly fee.
Correct.
And then I'm assuming then I wouldn't have access to the dashboards and whatnot as well.
You wouldn't have access to the dashboards. No, that's a great question, and I recently just learned that. You wouldn't have access. But we can. There is one thing that we can do. We can do something. So if you enable call tracking, which I strongly suggest that you do, enable call tracking that is included with your services, which is going to be a call tracking number that's going to allow us to track the physical phone calls and everything. But if you choose to pause for any reason, we can do a monthly charge just for call tracking, which I don't know. I want to say it's like $15 or $20. It's nothing crazy. And then you'll still have access. As long as you have one product that's active, Google ads, Facebook ads, call tracking, hosting, if we were hosting your website, then you can continue accessing the dashboard. I just learned that after all these years here. I didn't know that if you paused, you didn't have access to the dashboard. That's a really good question.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I just learned it.
Well,
the other day.
So then the key here, I guess we just touched on that, but before I kind of ask my other question here, mm-hmm. talk to me a little bit about the call and conversation tracking. And you mentioned, I thought somewhere there was like a like a number that the customer gets that isn't necessarily my number. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Or like,
yeah,
how does that work?
Yeah. So if you enable call tracking, so Google, more and more often Google is suggesting for call tracking because this allows you to eliminate spam and robocalls. Say you get a call from, you know, I don't know if you've ever gotten a call from any of those auto repair or auto, it's like a auto warranty for the car. And they're like, you extend your auto warranty. I don't know. It's a spam call. Okay. So anyways, you may receive that. Yeah. You may receive something like that, right? But you can block that because the phone number that shows on the internet is going to literally be the call tracking phone number. So you have the ability to block any spam or robocalls whatsoever. But what happens with this is the important thing is it's going to track the physical phone calls. It's going to give you a professional greeting. Thank you for calling XYZ Company. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. To speak with Andrew, press 3. It's customizable as far as the message and how the direction goes. So say that you're out in the field and you know for a fact that you're not going to be able to answer the phone at all, and maybe the missus is picking up the phones for the day. You can forward those calls directly to her phone, and she can pick them up. There's also an app. So the call tracking app is completely separate from the Local Splash client dashboard. This is an app that you actually download specifically to your phone. This is how you track client phone numbers. This is how you're going to you can actually track literally everything. You can log on or sign in, and you can block any type of spam or robocall. Say you took a call, Andrew, and you wrote down the address of a job you were going to go bid, and that address flew out the window for whatever reason, or you lost the piece of paper that you had it written down on. You can go into the call tracking app, and you can listen to the call because it's recorded right there, and you're able to collect all the information. For training purposes, if you ever have somebody training for front office, same thing. You're able to listen to all the recorded phone calls.
Got it. All right,
yeah.
That makes sense. But now, tell me a little bit about this phone number now, because ultimately everything for me has, you know, like my signs, business cards, magnets, everything has my my actual like business phone number on it.
Mm-hmm.
So is that not the number you're going to promote, or like how does
we can promote that number? If we promote that number, then we will not enable call tracking for you because the call tracking phone number is different from the phone number that you give us. We don't have a way to apply the call tracking system through Google to your current phone number. They haven't developed a way to do that yet. So it is a different phone number. Yeah. And I mean, most things are easy to change on. Business cards is a little bit tougher, but all, you know, all the other things, like all of the electronic advertisement and, you know, online stuff, website, like that's a pretty quick change out as far as changing phone number. But obviously one of the bigger pieces is going to be the business cards, and that may not be as easy. You would have to make new business cards.
Okay, so then if I choose to enable this call tracking, and that's kind of where I was a little confused. So then the idea then is that it's no longer my number that I'm paying for. It's this, or like that I've already got set up. It's now this number that you guys produce. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And is that number a local number?
It is.
So it has the 802 exchange?
Yes, absolutely, because this is the thing is with the phone numbers that we advertise right there on Google with something like this, it has to be a localized number. Sometimes guys will move in from out of town and they don't have a local number, and this is a great benefit to them because they didn't have to go out and change anything or pay for anything additional, you know? But yes, it needs to be a local number. Mm-hmm. Google won't accept like 888 phone numbers in the local listing. They disqualify those.
Yeah.
They want it to, people who go on to Google looking for your services and see that it's not a local number are less likely to select you because they're like, why doesn't he have a local number? You know, so simple things like that, it definitely helps with. So yeah, we keep it localized on purpose.
Yeah, which is why I made a big deal about getting my own local number here. We've moved from Wisconsin, so I've got a different personal number than I do from this number.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, I turn on call tracking. I'm using your phone number That mm-hmm. is then a number that can be used 100%. Like mm-hmm. that's now the business number that can be used going forward. Is that the plan? That would
yes,
be the idea.
Yes, absolutely. And we're going to put it on all platforms that we're advertising you for. And we suggest you putting it on all platforms that you want to come up on. So we, you know, we don't have access to change information on your website, but we would suggest that you would go in and make that change on the website yourself so that it has that phone number. So you're not getting conflicting information, you know, and we're able to literally track everything. And, you know, it's going to give you a different opportunity. So the beauty of it is that if you, and a lot of our clients love it simply for the features of being able to eliminate the spam and robocalls. They see a ton of that stuff for businesses just starting out. So that is like a main attraction for something like this, but you have to utilize it. What I mean by that is some guys will call back in and they'll be like, I'm getting a ton of spam calls. It's like, yeah, did you enable call tracking? Yes. Okay, did you also go in into your call tracking system and DNC, do not call that phone number? Well, no. Well, you have to do, we're not mind readers, you know what I mean? There's a standard list of phone numbers from competitors and stuff and companies that we already know. And whenever, like, you go in and DMC a number, say you get a call from, I don't know, some type of advertisement agency, and you're like, no, thank you, I don't want your services, and they keep calling, and they won't leave you alone, right? So you would go into your system, you would DNC them. When you DNC them, that DNCs them completely company-wide for our company. So it's working for all of our clients. Like, they use the call tracking system, we automatically eliminate those phone numbers because they're spam or competitor calls.
I do like that. So then this new phone number, like, one of the biggest problems I'm having with my current, I signed up for this Grasshopper service. I don't know if you've heard of them before.
Mm.
So it's kind of like a Vonage, you know, it's an internet, you know, voice over IP.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose them because I don't need a robot. It's just me. I don't have any employees. I don't need any special features in that regard. So basically, they've got this, you know, it's a minimal package, cost me very mm-hmm. little. However, mm-hmm. I'm struggling getting texting set up with them because there's apparently this government campaign in place that's forcing all people who basically communicate to customers or the general public via text to sign up for a campaign. You have to show them your brand, and they have to approve you before mm-hmm. you actually have texting enabled. So,
no, ours enables text messages.
Phone number that I have. So then how, okay, so then I can use that number for inbound, outbound calling and texting, mm-hmm. is that right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then how does that work? Is it just an app on my phone then?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's an app on your phone. And we actually have like a tutorial, and we have an agent that walks you through how to use that. We have a tutorial on it. We have a tutorial for just about everything. Like if you happen to use our website, if we build your website, which we're not, like, we have a tutorial for that. We have a 6-minute YouTube tutorial for how to navigate the tracking system. We have a tutorial for the call tracking. So, and we have agents that will walk you through everything on how to use it once we assign it to you, because we want you to enable it. It's kind of refreshing because a lot of times I bring it up and people are like, oh yeah, that sounds good, yeah, give it to me, but then they don't actually like follow through with the few very minor small steps that it takes to use it to its full capability. But it seems like you might be a person who's actually going to do that. It's like getting the fancy iPhone and not using it for all it's worth, you know, like
I'm the guy that does read the manual, so
that's good. I buy the warranties. Well, my husband gives me a hard time because I buy the warranties on stuff, but you know, if I hadn't got that warranty on that last car when we drove it off the lot, we'd have been toast, you know. So
car is a good one to buy it on.
Yes.
So I guess question then, because now to me, like, we've already talked about it. Like, I've got business cards with this number on it. Granted, small investment, I can replace the business cards, no big deal. I've got mm-hmm. signs that I would replace. But so now we had talked about pausing my service, and, you know, so let's say we're 6 months down, I've got more than enough business, and I start mm-hmm. to go the route of, like, you know what, I'm not going to sign up for the full package anymore, but now I'm using your phone number, right? I've got your number pasted mm-hmm. everywhere. Like, How does that work?
Yeah, so that's why I said we would enable the call tracking. You would choose to keep the call tracking active. And I don't know. I don't know the exact amount on it, but I want to say it's like between 15 and 20 bucks or something like that. That's what your monthly bill would be. You keep the call tracking and still have access to the dashboard.
Got it. Okay. So that was like one of my main concerns then. Okay.
Yeah.
So then one question, I guess, is there a way, if you're going to be setting up a local number with a local exchange, can you port in my business number, my existing number?
I don't believe that we can. I'm sure that we've been asked that question multiple times. I can have the call tracking guy, I can, you know, ask him that, but I'm pretty sure that we cannot because, I mean, it just kind of, I feel like it like defeats the purpose because we don't have a way to track your current number. We don't have, this has to be a number. When we do the call tracking, we are given a list of assigned numbers directly by Google with our call tracking system. And it's very similar with the voice over internet, the VoIP system. And that's what we even use here at Local Splash. We enable a VoIP system here for our services when we're calling out to you guys. Yeah. So if we had the ability to do that, then it would be like fantastic. But I'm pretty sure that we do not. I can ask, but I think it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, no, I got you. Well, I mean, I could see it being an option. Either way, if you wouldn't mind taking that as an action on your side, just to two questions then in regard is, how much is the billing just for the phone as we would progress our relationship down the road?
Mm-hmm.
And then is it possible to pay my existing business? Because it would save me a lot of hassle if it was possible. Obviously, it sounds like it's most likely not. But I think it might be worth a question.
Yeah. No, let me go ahead and ask him right now. Hold on a second. Okay, call tracking only is $15 a month. And then let me go ahead and ask him. Hi, James. Okay. Let's see here. I can get an answer right now.
Well, I appreciate that. And I appreciate you taking time to kind of talk me through the process here.
To apply. Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my job, you know? Our
it's what I
call tracking. Yeah, exactly. Features or enable them to a client's current business line. Okay. I'm going ahead and asking
If you can port in my phone number for my existing provider.
Right. Okay.
Because ultimately, I've worked at numerous companies, one of them being like telephone internet services and whatnot. And porting numbers used to be very difficult in the past, but now it's actually pretty commonplace.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. All right. Let me see here.
For the same reason, like I moved from Wisconsin, right? I have a 608 number.
Mm-hmm.
However, the service provider of that phone does not exist here in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
However, I was able to keep my phone number. I forwarded it from that other provider to this current provider.
Yeah.
Different service, but now still phone number. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do, because my husband moved over from a service, and he was able to keep his phone number from provider to provider as well. So I definitely understand what you're saying, for sure. Okay.
And I understand from your point of view that because of the service and the features, it may not be possible, but it doesn't hurt you. So while we're waiting for that guy, I have a couple questions about the website, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
So you mentioned then, because I've got my own personal website. I've got it hosted through GoDaddy. I've used their web builder tool to basically make that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I recall you mentioning, like, having to update the metadata with, like, keywords and whatnot. And so will there be customizations to the personal website? And if so, how do we go about that? Like, how does that work?
No, there will not be. Any updates or changes that you need to make to the site will be made on your end. We'll give you a list of keywords that we suggest that you put in. But when you're coming in with your own site, we don't make any changes to it. You do have an option. If you choose to take advantage of it, we can write content directly to your domain. It's for a one-time $99 setup fee. We do go ahead and we can do a complete rebuild. And then when we do the rebuild, we are the ones that will be continuing to update and change as algorithm changes come, keyword changes come, all those things. We will be taking care of them for you automatically with system updates and management updates for your campaign and your package. And then if you were to ever leave, then what that looks like is the content is not yours to keep. It is a rental. You can either continue renting from us for, I think it's $39 or $49 a month, or you can just take the domain and rebuild it as you see fit.
Got it. Okay. So just
there's huge advantages to having us do it because any and all updates and changes, any, like say you're running a promotion for today's Veterans Day. Say you're running a Black Friday special, right? When you run that Black Friday special, you send us the information, Black Friday, 50% off all services signed up before Cyber Monday or whatever, right? Then when we run that live across all destinations, but most importantly, we update that everywhere. So Google profile, Facebook ad, website, literally everywhere.
Got it.
Yeah.
But then just to reiterate then, at this point, because I own my website, you'll mm-hmm. give me suggestions. You'll say, I suggest you add in these 40 keywords, whatever they are. I manage that. That's on me. However, I could pay you a $99 one-time fee to go mm-hmm. through rebuilding the website. Do I still own the domain then?
Everything. And you even have access to make, change, and update yourself from the back end called through Website Editor, which is in our client dashboard. We do recommend that you make changes yourself and update. But as far as like the hard online mechanics, we take care of that for you. But yes, you still own the domain. Mm-hmm.
Got it. And then, so $99 fee, you rebuild it, same mm-hmm. domain, all the stuff remains the same.
Mm-hmm.
You then manage it going forward. Like you mm-hmm. said, I could send you my ad and you'll save the ad there.
Mm-hmm.
But if I leave then, at this point now, all the content is yours, and that's even all the pictures and all that stuff?
All the pictures are yours. We're using your photographs and stuff like that, but all the word content. So our phrases, all of that stuff, and this is it. Like if you really love that and you don't want to continue keeping the website with us, that's perfectly fine. I mean, you can screenshot it. You can't copyright infringe, but you could do something pretty similar yourself. Like it's not hard, you know? If you want to duplicate something along those lines. But I don't anticipate you leaving.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, that makes sense. I appreciate the heads up on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think.
Okay, so the answer for the call tracking question, I did get it. And he says, hi, Amy. Yeah. Unfortunately, at this time, we can't import or export numbers into or out of our call tracking metrics. However, we are switching to a new provider in a couple of months, so it's possible for things to change soon.
Yeah, but by that time, we've already been so far down the path, it wouldn't matter.
Right.
Okay, so I appreciate you confirming. And
of course.
I guess if it does come available, we'll talk about that at that time. But yeah, 15 a month. And for the 15, that's the number with texting and voicemail with no limits. Is that right?
Correct. There's no limitations on it. Yep.
All right. One of the aspects in this, you know, I'm looking at the platinum package. It says optimized landing page. Is that mm-hmm. the Google page or is this some other?
No, optimized landing page is like a standard one page. It's just what it sounds like. It's a landing page. It's a one page little, like website, if you will, but it's not, it doesn't have any special customizations. It doesn't have website editor on the back end. It doesn't have, it's just like your most basic thing that you would set up. And it's the standard one that comes with, our packages, our clients who don't have a website when they're coming in. So it just gives them a little something.
Okay. So at this point then, for me, that doesn't apply because I've already got my own page.
You've already got your own, and it's already more intricate. And if we're going to apply our website layout, which is a full up to 10-page tab site, then we have to charge the one-time $99 for that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, that makes sense. And just kind of looking through the packages.
Sure. If there are
any other questions here.
My pleasure. I'm grateful that
okay.
you have the questions, Andrew,
on your side.
Because it to me, they're buying questions, but also because it lets you know exactly what's there. Like, it shows that you do have an investment in your company and understanding what advertisement is really going to bring to you. So I'm excited to answer the questions.
Yeah, big time. I mean, you got to spend money to make money. That's normally how it works.
That's
so,
it.
This, to me, makes a lot of sense. When you say, what was the local, popular directory submission.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, can you explain to me what that is as far as?
Yeah, that's Yelp, Apple, Bing. Yeah, that's Yelp, Apple, and Bing. And then if there's any other specific ones that you want us to do, like say you really want Yahoo or, you know, with something along those lines, like we program them independently. So occasionally Google will change them, what they are. Like it used to be the top 60 were the most important. Then they changed it. The top 60 are no longer the most important because that was getting people a ton of spam and robocalls. Then they went to like the top 25. And now they've got it down to the top 5, but they're always changing it. So we leave it at just popular directory submissions, and then us as the agents can explain to you what that actually means at the point of sale. Then we don't have to keep changing our website, you know?
Right. Are you still there? I apologize.
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Okay, that makes sense, and I appreciate that. I guess maybe one of my last questions here is it does say lead generation, but ultimately, you know, we talked about the Google Guarantee. I'm not signing up with that at the moment.
Mm-mm.
So what does lead generation necessarily mean?
Lead generation means
situation?
The calls are coming directly to you from the leads. I'm doing air quotes. The leads, the calls are coming directly to you from these platforms. So there's no middleman here. It's not filtering through Local Splash, and then we determine if it's a good lead or not coming for you. It's just direct leads. And on our websites that we build, we actually include lead capture boxes, which is where the client can go in, they can put all their information and what they need, and then that comes over to you directly via the platform that you choose, whether that's text or email or whatever that looks like.
Okay, so then once we sign up here, how quickly do I get this other phone number? Is this like right away or is there a...
Oh, no, it's immediate. It's at the point of sale. James will actually assign it right away. It's literally right away. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think this is good. I guess, you know, I've asked a lot of questions and you've given me a really good overview. From your point of view, though, and even in, I do have one other question, but before we get that asked, is there anything that you think I should have asked that I haven't?
No, you've been very, very thorough, and usually if there's stuff that people haven't asked that I feel like they should ask, I just tell them about it.
Okay.
I don't make you guess,
so then
you know?
Yeah, I appreciate that. So I guess one last kind of puts the cherry on top is, can you give me an example of one of the companies that you've built that lands at the first page, like so I could look at kind of like what it looks like, what do you build, you know, and like as an example customer, does that make sense what I'm asking?
Yeah, no, it absolutely makes 100% sense. The thing is that we have to have customer permission in an effort to, in order to just divulge that information, but I do have a very basic one that I can definitely give you.
Sure.
Now, let me see here. Okay, so if you're still in front of the computer?
I am, yeah.
Cool. So go ahead and punch in hair salon.
Just Balsam, on Google, is that right?
Yeah, just on Google.
One second. So hair salon?
Uh-huh. Baltimore MD.
Okay. All right. I see Studio 1622, Craft
That's
the Hair
one.
Studio, Corbin Salon.
Nope. Studio 1622 Corbin Hair Salon. That's our Studio 1622 Hair Salon is our client. And as you can see, and the reason that we use this one, A, we have their permission. B, is a really important one. So I'm sure that you would agree that hair salons are about a dime a dozen, right? Like you can find them everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So with that being said, you didn't have to put in the zip code. You didn't have to put in any other particular information in order to find that person ranking in the first spot in their area. And Baltimore, Maryland isn't even like where you're located. It's a very densely, heavily populated area. You would agree?
It is, definitely.
Okay. So, and they're ranking in the first spot on the first page. So that is one of the standardized landing pages right there. That is not one of the more customizable ones. If you look at the website there, that's the one that comes free with the service. If you're looking to take a look at a website, I can give you one right now that we have the permission to share. Let me know when you're ready.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, and you got a fresh tab open for that, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay, Spring, S-P-R-I-N-G, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, landscape.net.
So Spring Creek Landscape, all in word, .net.
Uh-huh.
Got it. All right.
Okay.
I'm just looking at the website here.
Sure, absolutely. I have another one that's a little bit different that has a little bit different features. It has the lead capture box and different features. I have another one I can send you as well. So that one, the Spring Creek, he has 1, 2, 3, 4. He has 5 pages. The next one has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pages. So the next one is solisfencing.com, S-O-L-I-S, fencing.com.
Can you give me the beginning of that again? So it's
S-O-L-I-S, fencing.com.
Yeah, so Sam, Oliver, Lima, Indigo, Sam, fencing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, does not.
.com.
Does not resolve for me.
Really?
Yeah, so S-O-L-I-S, fencing.com,
mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't resolve.
That's very strange. Here, let me reply. Let me do this. I'm going to reply to our email thread right here. Hold on. Let me send you a clickable link. I wonder why, because I'm looking at it. Let's go like this. Insert link. There we go. Go there. Okay. It's coming over to the, you'll see it come over to the accepted, when you accepted my, I wonder why it's not popping for you. That's very strange.
Maybe I typed it in wrong.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, we're using a VoIP system right now, and we're at 58 minutes and 52 seconds. It's going to cut me off in 60 seconds, so I'm going to hang up and call you right back.
Okay, that's all.
Okay, all right.